Insights on the Middle East with author and academic Avi Yorish.
Avi Yorish, as always, not exactly this time. We got you a little earlier today, but thank you for talking to us.
It's always nice to be on your show, Simon. How are you doing? How's your family? Are you staying safe? Staying
We are all good. We're getting used to it. I think a whole bunch of the world is way ahead of us. We're a bit behind the curve. Interesting times being in lockdown. And interesting how many people are not obeying the requirement to be in lockdown. And in that regard, Avi, I read an article by Yuval Hariri talking about surveillance by the state of individuals and saying it is no longer that the state wants to see what websites you are visiting, but rather the state wants to take your blood pressure and measure your temperature. And that then will make the Cambridge Analytica saga seem like a trifling bit of nonsense. And I thought, who better to talk to than you about the ability of this? Are we there? Does the state have the ability to do that?
So let's talk about, first of all, what states are actually doing. Let's dial this back and let's understand what everyone is doing. So you have countries like Israel, South Korea, China, Singapore, and others basically using tech to track this coronavirus outbreak and really try and stem the tide. So let's just go through bit by bit and then talk about what rights groups are talking about. So you have China, which is the big one, which has basically mobilized its mass surveillance tools. They're using CCTV to monitor quarantine people and track their actual movements. They're also using drones to tell people to wear their masks. And they even have barcodes on mobile apps highlighting the health status of each of their citizens. So that's, we're moving forward. You take a country like Singapore, the island country, where they're now using an app called Trace Together. I encourage your listeners to check that out online, which basically uses Bluetooth between cell phones to see if you have been exposed to someone that has the coronavirus. In Hong Kong, you have residents that are wearing these wristbands linked to their smartphone app that alert authorities if a person has left their place of quarantine. I mean, these are just like, we are living in strange times.
Incredible.
Then you take South Korea, which is using credit card data and tying that to smartphone locations and closed circuit television locations to basically confirm whether people are staying within their radius and uploading that onto a map. And then finally, let's look at Israel. Israel has, I think, been one of the most interesting. It's using hardcore cell phone location data to track their citizens so that they can basically enforce the quarantine. In the past, Israel has used this to track the movements of terrorists, and now they're tracking the movement of their citizens. Now, look, human rights organizations, I would say rightfully, are now beginning to question whether these monitoring capabilities are going to be hard for governments to scale back. And frankly, what is the timeline that governments can either stop collecting this type of information? We are in a brand new age. The way we travel is going to be different. The way we move around is going to be different. The future is going to look different than it did a few months ago. I suspect even our daily lives, like going to the gym, we will now start collecting data on who is sick, who is not, who has temperature, who is not. When you board an airline, you'll be forced to scan a barcode. I mean, that is if and when flights get up and moving again. I mean, we are going to be living in a very different reality in 6 to 12 months' time.
Hariri's point was that when this is beaten, and it will be beaten, of that there is no doubt, to what extent will these be rolled back?
That is the $64,000 question, because governments generally, when they get these powers, find it very difficult to roll it back. Look, there was the Patriot Act was passed here in 2001 in the United States, and certain electronic surveillance data was supposed to be kept in place until 2005, and we're now in 2020, and those institutions are still in place. And then if you want to talk about even look at someone like an Edward Snowden, who revealed the fact that the National Security Agency and other intelligence apparatuses in the United States were essentially using metadata to track individuals and really understand their movements, and in addition to really understanding their phone conversations abroad and around the world. That is certainly happening. We know that it is taking place in the United States, and other countries are doing it as well. China, Singapore, South Korea, Israel, certainly to track bad individuals. The question that we must ask ourselves is, how much trust do we put in our governments? How much is too little and how much is too much?
Well, there are so many incredible issues that we are going to have to deal with, philosophical issues, that is, that are going to come out of this. It's like we've been fast forwarded into a world we just didn't know was there, and yet it is going to be there. Quite remarkable times.
But it's not all negative. I mean, look at the fact that we've not been able to travel. There is I don't want to say there's a silver lining here, but there are things to think about, that there are positive side effects as a result of us all staying in and more of a lockdown. The planet is basically able to take a breath. You're able to see dolphins now that are running around, that are swimming around Venice that we're not doing before. We could potentially roll back global emissions in an effort to curb global climate change. There are positive side effects that I hope we as a society will question, say, okay, where have we been? Where are we going? How are we going to make the world a better place?
Yeah, I think if there is any good to come out of this nightmare that we are living through at the moment, each and every one of us, it has to be that.
I mean, look, in South Africa, you do have something very interesting that the coronavirus is, as I understand, you have authorities that are saying in all these shanty towns, people have been unable to wash their hands until now. They haven't had running water. And now there's an effort to actually bring water to places that individuals did not have before. There are going to be positive side effects that come as a result of dealing with corona, for sure.
Avi, as always, what a treat to speak to you. Thank you so much for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thanks for having me. Good luck. Stay safe.
Thank you, Avi.